We've got Doug Price, the CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, joining us now on the Vision Home Loans Newsline. And of course, Doug, we know Colorado Springs has long been a destination for health tourism, for restorative and healing services, and that's continuing on into today as well.
Good morning, Andrew and Shannon. And yes, I saw the two of you out there marching in the parade on Saturday, celebrating that long history of our city. And we do have a history of being a healing destination. As when General Palmer founded us back in 1871, we were known as the City of Sunshine, where people eventually did come to seek a cure for what ails them. Certainly tuberculosis was at the top of that list. It says, history says that about one third of the visitors that came at that time, the purpose of their trip was for sunshine and fresh air and our mild climate. And many people have heard that term 300 days of sunshine back in the day. And that literally can be found on marketing materials that are 100 years old. They're on display right now at the Pioneers Museum. And Andrew, you said it, you know, 150 years later, we still are considered a health and wellness destination. We're home to the Olympic Training Center. I have read that one third of Team USA that's in Tokyo has trained in Olympic City, USA at one time. And, you know, our altitude just helps those athletes. It creates more blood cells, meaning when they return to compete at a lower altitude, more oxygen's available. So this is part of our history and still part of who we are today.
Exactly. And of course, we're still looking to welcome those visitors into not only the Colorado Springs area, but Colorado as well, you know, albeit safely due to our ongoing recovery from the pandemic. And there's some great options as well. We've got the beautiful weather, the mountain views, and it's a great spot, especially here in the Springs, for people to come by and enjoy a great outdoor adventure or maybe a relaxing spa experience.
Well, you're right, and I think that it really proved itself last summer when we were truly, you know, pre-vaccine, where people came to enjoy our outdoors, and we're seeing it clearly again this summer, that people are coming for the hiking and the mountain bike trails and everything that you can do outside here makes us a special place. And for those that do want to look at indoors, that we have spa treatments available all over, which people can find information on our website, which is visitcos.com. But you can check out places like the Strata Wellness Center up at Garden of the Gods Resort, the Broadmoor, the Aluva Spa at Cheyenne Mountain Resort, and the MX Spa downtown at the Mining Exchange. And then we can't forget the natural hot springs over in Manitou at the Sunwater Spa. There are actually 8 naturally carbonated mineral springs around the city in Manitou Springs, each kind of having its own taste. And I guess I would be remiss if I didn't remind listeners that the William J. Hibble Sports and Medicine Performance Center is our newest center that's furthering our reputation as an athletic and health powerhouse here in Olympic City, USA. The center brings sports medicine, innovative academic classrooms, and sports performance together. And, you know, I've toured it, I've toured the facility, and as I've thought about it, that those of us just regular citizens will never be able to train, if you will, at the Olympic Training Center, but you can do that. It is open to the public for at the William J. Hibble Sports and Performance Center. So I hope that people will go to their website, which is hibblecenter.org, and take a look at everything from their altitude chambers to their golf track man. All these things are available for the public to take advantage of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'd mentioned it. It's really kind of connecting our past, present, and the future with the Hibble Sports Medicine Center, just continuing to take Colorado Springs' health legacy into that next 150 years. Doug Price, CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. If anyone wants more information about all the options, everything going on and about in Southern Colorado, what's the best website to head to?
visitcos.com.